Welcome to the MX Podcast featuring Dan Roberts.
Hey, welcome to episode number 5 of the MX Podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about fitness challenges. Now, for those of you who follow me on social media, it's no surprise why I want to talk about this. I'm currently on day 8 of a 30-day fitness challenge myself, and it's absolutely killing me. It's so hard. It's so difficult. It's about 3 hours training a day, and I'm doing all running and cycling and jumping and lifting stuff, and it's really cool. It's really difficult, but I'm loving every second of it, and I'm also loving the results. I'm only a week in, but I look and I feel better already. I want you to get involved in this too. Not necessarily my challenge, but I want you to do some sort of fitness challenge, because doing this now has really reminded me how much fun they are. So I had to talk about it. That's why I haven't brought on a guest this week. I just want to talk about this. So let's talk about challenges. There's different types of fitness challenges, I guess. You've got, there's 3 different ones. You've got ones which are purely fitness or performance-based, pretty much like I'm doing at the moment, or it could be a good example of a performance-based challenge would be to be able to do 10 pull-ups in a row by the end of next month. Cool. Other types of fitness challenges are focused more on aesthetics. These are more like body transformation challenges. These you see everywhere on YouTube and on Instagram. These are, 30 days, you'll get your body looking from A to B. Now, they're pretty powerful. If you're feeling a bit crap about your body and you want to feel better, every so often, giving yourself 30 days to eat perfectly, to train hard and to hold yourself accountable, particularly publicly by doing a before and after photo, can be a really, really powerful thing. Now, it's not for everybody, but it can be incredibly powerful. And the third type of challenge, I guess I would call psychological challenge or mental resilience challenge. These are things which are much more about building up resilience and making you mentally tougher than they are about the physical side of things. So it could be, for example, a marathon. A marathon, I would argue, is much more mental than it is physical. Or let's say if you live in London, cycling to Scotland. Yeah, that's a mental challenge. Even if you take your own little bivy bag with you and sleep out in a campsite and you do it all by yourself, that's not about quads and glutes. That's minor. It's about the self-talk and about how you push you through as you're cycling up north and it's raining and it's cold and your phone's run out of battery and you keep on going. That's a mental challenge, guys. It's nothing to do with your body. So you've got these 3 different types of challenges. I think it's worth spending a few minutes thinking, hey, what appeals to you right now? Is it something really mentally kind of hideous, which will, make you tougher and build more resilience in your mind? Would it be something more fitness related, like I'm doing, so you improve your performance? Or would it be more aesthetic, so you look better in the mirror or feel more confident about your body? Doesn't matter. Just pick one. So another thing you have to think about is whether you want to do it by yourself or with a friend. Now, my advice for this is be very careful about doing it with someone else or your family. Obviously, if it's, if you've got a partner and they want to get fit too, that can be really good and really bonding experience. And then it will be good. On a purely selfish level, I'd be careful, because what I often find is the person who's a bit mentally weaker will drag the other person down, as opposed to the stronger person pushing the person up. Now, I know that sounds a bit negative. It's just my experience of being involved in these challenges over the years with clients. I do find that happens more than the other way around. So I just say be careful, or, do it with someone who's mentally tougher than you so you can be inspired by them. Okay, so other things to think about are how long it's going to take in a day, and make sure you can fit that in with your life, with your family, with your work. Make sure it doesn't actually harm your other areas of your life. There should be some sacrifice. Like my challenge at the moment is about 3 hours a day. So I'm sacrificing a little bit of sleep, and I'm also sacrificing a little bit of work. And I'm willing to do that, but only a little bit. I would not train 6-7 hours a day, because I can't afford that time. It's not the most important thing to me. So you have to figure out how important is this challenge. If you're in a situation where you can just focus on that and nothing else, amazing, then you should, go for it. But if you have to juggle like I do, or like most of us do, to be honest, then, be realistic about what you could realistically fit in. If you watch any minutes of television, that can be training time. So if you're like, oh, I'm too busy to do a fitness challenge, and you watch like half an hour TV a day, well, fuck that. You got half an hour to train. So please don't give me any excuses. You know, like if you actually want to give yourself a fitness challenge, you probably can find the time. I've managed to find 3 hours, and I work hard. You probably see I've got a lot of things going on in my life, and I still manage to find it. So you can find it too. Other things you have to think about are the timing of when you do it. Now, I like training first thing in the morning. I've been doing like 10Ks at 6 a.m. because nothing can distract me. I've got no new emails. No one's calling me. I've got no clients at that time. It's a great time. No one's awake. There's no excuse. Now, if I waited till evening, there'll always be something like a work crisis to deal with, or something I didn't finish I wanted to finish, or a family matter. Things always happen at night. Nothing happens at 6 a.m. Nothing good normally happens at 6 a.m. So you might as well use that time to train. That's my advice to you. This sort of leads on to my next point. You kind of want to make it easy to succeed and make it sort of hard to fail. So for example, if your challenge involved changing your diet, which it probably would in some way, and you've got a really sweet tooth, don't have any chocolates in the house. I mean, I've got very little discipline in my head. I know that if I have like crisps and cakes in the house, I will eat them all. So I don't have them in. I just don't, you know. I bought actually a pack of fizzy cola bottles for myself the other day, which had about 80 in. And I thought, oh, I'll have those little snack every so often. And, you know, I thought it'll last a month. They lasted about 4 hours, you know. So it's like, maybe you've got more discipline than me, but make it easy for yourself. And if you've got kids, yeah, it's harder, but just try anything you can to make the success of your goal easy and making failure harder. Okay. Next, what else? Make yourself accountable. Now, this slightly depends on if you're an extrovert or an introvert. I've got an extrovert personality where I find it motivating to tell people what I'm striving towards, be it on a business level. Like I'm quite happy on my LinkedIn or my website to say exactly what my mission statement is and how my company is going to change the world and all these kind of grandiose claims. I find that motivating. Same as my fitness challenges. I'm vlogging about it every day. No one's really watching it. I mean, I think the last video I put on, only 12 people saw it. Doesn't matter. The point is I'm putting it out there into the universe. That is motivating for me. Next, make it fun. You know, make it fun. It's going to be hard work. And even if you do, you know, like I said, you're going to write about it, blog about it, or film it, or just tell your friends about it. No one really cares. I mean, we're all so bold about our own lives nowadays. And it's a sad truth. I think we are quite a self-absorbed time in the world right now. And I don't think people really care that much about your goals, you know, so you have to care about them and you have to be excited by them. Now, personally, I love people and I get really excited looking at other people's journeys, and I feel sad when other people kind of set goals and don't meet them. But that's why I'm a coach. I mean, I've dedicated my career to this because I like hanging out with people and I have a lot of empathy for other people. And that's why I chose this job. If I was an athlete, you know, then I probably wouldn't think that way. So again, it all comes down to knowing yourself. I mean, we talked about this in the very first two episodes of this podcast series was about knowing yourself, right? So the more you know yourself, the better you can sort of create goals which serve you and suit your personality. So why don't you meditate over this today? Why don't you just sit down and have a think? Think, what kind of challenge would suit you right now, where you are in your life right now, where you are in your body right now, where you are in your fitness right now, and, you know, related to your goals? What would be really exciting for you to do right now? Have a think. Be it, I'd say either a 7-day challenge or a 30-day challenge is a good place to start. And make it tough. If it's too easy, if you know you're going to make it, if it's like, oh, I'm going to train an hour a day and you're already training like 5 times a week for an hour, that's not a challenge. You're already doing that. You have to push whatever level you are. You have to go at least like 30, 40% harder to what you're doing right now, at least. Otherwise, it's not going to stimulate the mind. On the flip side, if you make it too ridiculous, if you're like, you know what, I'm going to run a marathon every morning, well, that's crazy. Unless you're an ultra marathon runner, you will fall apart on like, you know, midway through day one. So be a little bit sensible, but just don't be too sensible, all right? And I guess this sort of, you know, one final point to remember, why fitness challenges and why fitness goals are so important It's about the person you become while striving. The actual end result is kind of irrelevant. It's but by trying to get closer to your goal every day, by committing to that challenge, that's where you build character and that's where you build resilience and you can become a better person. And you know what? If you do it publicly, then you can be an inspiration to others as well. Publicly meaning you can tell people about it. So even telling your friends about it, you don't need to do what I'm doing, like a daily vlog about it on a YouTube channel. It doesn't really matter. But by just telling a few other people in your social circle, you can inspire others to do the same. And there's nothing cooler than that. All right, so please think tonight. Spend some time thinking about a challenge that suits you. I'd love to hear what it is. Please, let me know on Instagram at Team Dan Roberts. Let me know on my YouTube channel, actually. If you go to Dan Roberts TV, you can follow my daily vlog. And also in the comments there, I always reply to everybody. Let me know what you're doing. I'd love to hear from you. And let's do this together. All right. So thanks for listening. And I'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the MX Podcast. All feedback, reviews, and social shares are very much appreciated. To find out more about the Methodology X Online Members Club, our award-winning MX group fitness classes, or to join our global family of MX instructors, please visit danrobertsgroup.com.